All right, I'm sure you guys got a copy of the injury report. We'll open it up for questions.
Was Cooper, was that from yesterday or was that today?
He had some back spasms. You know, we'll kind of assess it and see how he looks tomorrow.
Dan, you get a sense that your guys are certainly aware, distracted at all maybe by everything else going on, the Cubs, kind of nuts, crazy, you know, political, trying to TVs. NFL TV ratings down, is it distracting you?
I don't believe so. You know, I think, you know, our guys get pretty aware, you know, of things on the outside, regardless of what those things are. You know, I think they stay focused, and at least that would be the hope. And I think our guys have done a pretty good job of that.
Maybe the switch to Mitch, a chance to help refocus him, the quarterback?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I don't think it's always about one guy. I think guys are excited, myself included, you know, to watch him play in an NFL regular season game. He's had a great week of preparation, and, you know, we'll find out Monday night.
Like, changing quarterbacks to Mitch, did you get the sense that the team moved on quickly from Green Bay, just given the quarterback switch?
You know, they need to anyways. You know, I mean, you have to get prepared for the next one. You know, we had extra time to do that, you know, like most teams coming off of Thursday night. You know, this was even an extended period because we're Monday night now. You know, as far as, you know, the in-between time, it's about as great as it gets. So I think really, you know, all our focus has moved on. We're not thinking about that one anymore.
Now that you're kind of through the first week of, or Mitch's first week of practice, and how would you say he's handled the hype and everything that's coming?
I think he's done tremendous. You know, I think he's done tremendous since he's been here. I think it's been said numerous times, and no different this week. You know, he's put everything he's got into it, and that's really all you can ask.
Have you seen players in the past struggle with that hype, and what sort of do those struggles sometimes look like?
You know, everybody's different. You know, again, you know, a lot gets compared to quarterbacks in general, rookies, and it's really the same at any position. You know, some guys, you know, come into the league with a lot of success and continue it for long periods of time, and some don't, you know, regardless of the position.
How big of a loss if Willie Young can't play would that be? And then how important is it for some of the other, especially veterans, to pick it up with the pass rush?
You know, I think anytime you lose a starter, you know, I think, you know, there's a reason they're the starter. But, you know, I feel good about our backups. You know, I feel good about, you know, the replacement people we've had in there. You know, we've got more depth this season than we've had in the past. You know, so I feel confident in the people that we'll have out there and the options we have.
And if Willie can't go, there's three backup linebackers starting. I know you feel good about him, but do you ask the guys in front of, behind him, around him to maybe be aware, do a little bit more to help them out?
Well, it's a little bit like, you know, Danny Trevathan. We've lost him this game, you know, so it's not to injury, but to suspension. So, you know, like all the time, and I know people get tired of hearing it, but it is next men up. You know, you got a guy that might replace him. You got a guy that might share the duty. But we all got to be better, you know, whether it's replacing an injured guy, replacing a suspended guy, or even, you know, making a lineup change. You know, it's usually not one guy. It's how we play all 11 at once, depending on what phase is out there.
Vic was complimentary of John Timu yesterday. How much does it help, you know, in terms of him communicating the defensive calls that he has been in this system for the last 3 years?
I think, you know, experience obviously helps in all positions. And, you know, typically, really, regardless of your job description, the more you do it, the better you should get. And so, you know, John's got a great understanding of our defense. He understands a lot of the calls and checks. You know, so obviously there's a comfort level with him out there, you know, having been with us for some time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you.